Hello, hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is your girl Mitzi, and this is Mitzi. Let's think about it. Today, we are thinking about rejecting labels. Yes, rejecting labels is what we are thinking about today. And luckily for me, I have Katie Ray as my special guest to help us keep thinking about this. So thank you so much, Katie, for coming on my show. I have to ask you, when you hear rejecting labels, what does that make you think about?
So thank you for having me, Mitzi. This is super fun. I love a fun podcast with cool ass women. Rejecting labels. So 2023, last year, I released a book, my second book. Your labels don't define you. You define you, because I feel like throughout my entire life and journey, labels were either given to me by society or I gave myself them from how I was feeling, from the shame and everything that we hold and carry. And I want people to reject their labels so they can release the shame and really step into who they are at their core. It's just something I love for people to do. I think I'm a human without all the labels around me. I'm a human that just wants to leave you better than I found you. I want to pour my ridiculous amount of energy into you so you know who you are, and I remind you who you are, and you know what you're capable of. And I think we often lose that because we carry shame with labels that we've been given.
Yeah. And I love that. I love the fact that you just were just honest and blunt about it. Yeah. We have that issue where we carry that shame and it just lingers on. And the fact that you said, so I put labels on myself. Thank you. Because we need to remind ourselves that we put labels on ourselves. You know, we don't think about that. We don't. We just like, yeah, society has labeled me as this and of this and of this. Okay, but what did you label you as? What label did you accept to be true? Because one thing I'm learning is what you accept to be true will be your truth and will be your reality. So if that's the case, then what label are you claiming? You know, I mean, do you accept people to even accept any type of labels? Because I know you said, oh, I'm human. At the end of the day, that's all that I am. And that's my core, you know what I mean? What I am. And I respect that. I am a human too, with your air five, with the humanness. Because we all need to remember that at the end of the day, whatever hairstyle you have, clothes you have, facial features, body features you have, at the end of the day, we're all human. And yeah. Once we get back down to the nitty gritty of just being human, it makes people feel vulnerable, where they actually feel empowered by these labels.
Yeah.
So what does that make you think about?
I know. I have embraced all my labels because of the communities that it's formed for me and I've been a part of. So one thing I do, I love that you said we're all human, and at the end, I just judge people on character. Like, I tell people, listen, I'm at a place, I'm a recovered people pleaser. I do not need you to like me. Exactly. I am at a place where if you're just not a good person, I don't waste the time in trying to change you. That's on you to do, especially adults. You know, I work with kids, nonprofit for foster kids, but like, I focus on character. I don't care who you love, where you're from, who you pray to. That's not me to judge at all. And it's just character. So if you're not cool people, you're cool people, Mitzi. But like, if you're not, I'm not going to put time into that. And because I'm so okay with all the whole journey I've been through and the labels that really were heavy for a while, I've embraced them. I am now a business owner, a nonprofit founder, an author. Those labels don't define who I am. I'm a human. I love on you and remind you that you are also worthy and valuable. And amazing.
Exactly. And I love that. And I think one of my biggest issues is that because I just claim to be human and people want those titles of like, oh, so what do you label yourself to be? Like, I was on a podcast as a guest and that's what she asked me. And I was just like, labels, you know what I mean? Like, what am I? Like, I'm recently a mother. I mean, now everybody gets me mom things. Like, and it's frustrating because now I feel like that's all I am is a mom, or, you know, so it's like these labels can really like like choke you up if you really don't learn how to embrace it in a different perspective. Like if you don't know how to shift that perspective of, oh, I'm a mother. No, but you're more than just a mother. You're this, this, and this, and this. You know what I mean? And like when you're able to have that shift, it really makes you not see that label as cringing as people love to claim. So it's not just being a mother, obviously, because being a mother is
No,
awesome, but you get what I'm saying, right?
I'm a mom of three, and that is, oh, but you're a mom. And I'm like, my kids know that to fill my cup up, I need to pour into others too. I would sacrifice everything for them, but they know that mom needs to also sometimes help other people or do this today and what fills her cup up. It's like they need to, we grew up in a different era. Women sacrificed everything, their time, their health, their sleep, like everything. And I love my mom. She's an amazing human. But now in her 70s, she's like, I am putting myself first. Thank you. Like we have to show people how to do that. And I think mother's a perfect example. Like
Thank
perfect
you.
example.
That's true. I'm glad that you put it in that perspective because I wasn't sure if the audience was really going to understand what I was stating, but the way that you put it made it a little bit easier to understand because yes, I'm also helping my mother on like break free from those mother chains that, that they have because just being pregnant is just a label in itself. Just being, and then just having a, I mean, just being a female, just being anything outside of humanness is exasperating. You know what I mean? If you really think about it.
I'm exhausted thinking about it, but you're right. And when you're pregnant, you're supposed to go from this, oh, I'm this amazing human build. But if I was heavy, I'm getting judged. But only because I have a child inside my body is it a, so like women have to really balance out like image, our capabilities, our, I mean, and then if I'm a woman speaking about this, then you're gonna have some people being like, oh, she's a pro woman, not men. No, like I have an annual event called Celebrate You. It's highlights women. But because my son, who's the oldest, one time said, oh, you can only bring my one daughter to an event because it was a women event, I was heartbroken. And I have an event that highlights men in the middle of the year called Celebrate You now too, because I want him to know men do the work too, and we all do the work together. Like it's okay to highlight one or the other or speak up for people who don't have it at, like privilege-wise. But like I want him to know, no. This isn't women against men.
Exactly. I love that. I love that you did that.
All allies together. And it's just speaking up and owning that sometimes it might be a little bit easier for that white man to walk in here and do that. Like it's just owning that piece, and accountability is like a huge thing for me. It's not saying you have to sit there in it and take apologize, or it's just like, what will you do next? Like, how will you serve?
Exactly. Exactly. And I love that you do that for both sexes because at the end of the day, I have sons and now I'm realizing like, now my sons have these stigmas and these labels now on them. And now I'm a mom's boy. So I have these labels on me now. So it's just like, it's frustrating. So the fact that you were able to give that peace to your son that, when he gets older, he gets to celebrate himself in this event. You know what I mean? At least he can say, you know what, I'm looking forward to that. It gives him some type of goals so that live honorable. You know what I mean? Because it's one thing to be accountable, but it's one another thing to be honorable as well and to stand by your words despite how you feel. Because a lot of the times that people aren't honorable, but they're accountable, but they're not honorable. Like I'll account for my feelings, but I'm not going to honor the fact that I still made obligations to be there for you because now I feel some type of way. So we're going to end. You know what I mean? And that's a problem that a lot of men and women. And women are facing, and it's just like, where's the honorability? You know what I'm
Yeah,
saying?
I love that. That's very true. Accountability with honorability. Did we just write a new book? Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did. You better write this down.
Yeah, and I think labels, and I'm very honest with my story. I go through snapshots of my journey as a child. My mom and dad divorced in 7th grade. My dad came out, and he is a gay man, right? And 25 years of marriage, I was in a Catholic school at the time. It was very heavy with shame. But for me, I'm like, my dad is one of the most selfless people I know. Why is so much? And my mom didn't really have support, you know, and she went through a very, like, she doesn't have women like we do now. Like, we have groups of women. Let's get together. But now my kids get to see two grandpas over here, a grandma and grandpa over here, and they see love in such a different way than I did. And I think that there's so much beauty in that. And I adore that part of my story. And then I'm an infertile female. I use science, God, universe to have my kids. I don't have fallopian tubes, and infertility is such a hush topic for people, men and women, and it's so common. And that it really tore me down because I, you know, I was an aunt. My brother had kids early, so I was like an aunt at 10. So I knew I always wanted a baby. Like, I was just like, this is the coolest. So when I was trying, when I again got married, thought I had to have kids, you know, the milestones that people tell you need to hit. But it was really, it was heartbreaking. But I met such a amazing humans. It's such a very heavy time that I adore my infertile title label, and because these people are grieving something, like there's something they wanted they can't have, and they're not sure like how to really run through it. And then I was arrested in college. I was drug dealing. I found a easy way to make money, and I was away from my core, ruining people's lives essentially. But I was growing weed in my dorm. I was doing all these things. And I have a felony record. But as a leader, I was able to see like my entire team and reps in the IT industry for who they were and not these labels. They would come in interviews and be so shameful. Like, I have a DUI. I have an arrest. Like, and I'm like, yo, are you good at what you do? Do you want to work here? Like, I don't judge you. And then I would like make jokes because that's what I do. But having that and allowing people to show up as themselves without this piece of paper that says they're this horrible human. Again, though, like if you're hurting kids or violent towards people, don't come near me. But the character, there's a character piece. That's a character piece. But all these things, and you know, I'm a wife of a recovering addict. I have dealt with infidelity through marriage. You know, there's things, and being in the addiction community is heartbreaking because you watch people lose so much or not share some of the hardest things. I met a woman for 30 years, didn't tell anyone she worked with her son was dealing with a heroin addiction because of the shame. And so I share my story because I want people to have hope that they don't have to be someone they're not, and that life is really messy, but it's really, really beautiful too.
I appreciate that authenticity. You're very transparent. And you know what? I thank you for that, you know, because we need more people who are transparent and who are able to put their heart out and be vulnerable. Because let's be honest, if you're afraid of other people's opinions about your labels that society decides to put you on, like a felony, a DUI, you know, things like of that nature that really hold stigma onto the working community, because that's the only place that you're really going to have an issue with is the working community. But once you're able to realize that it does not define you, it does not determine all that you are, as well as the fact that whoever's judging you because of that little piece of your life, that says more on them than it does on you. Because they're not even giving you the benefit of the doubt for your work ethics. You could be top tier work ethics, but because they're not giving you the benefit of the doubt, then that's on them. They lose assets to their company. You know what I mean? And they have no idea. But as long as you show up 100% to no matter what you do, who cares about that past thing? Because I have a DUI too. You know what I mean? I got it mine in Georgia. So when I was driving through, so I absolutely understand what you mean. Like it happened, you know, it is what it is. It's on my record. What can you do? Nothing. I'm not gonna cry about it. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna ponder. It's been 14 years. Like, no, screw that. I'm gonna keep on going. And that's the beauty of it. So it leads me to my next question, because I was looking through quotes as I always do, because I love quotes, because they always make you think. And that's what I love to do, is think, obviously. So I found this quote and I am wondering your thoughts on it. So the quote goes, "Labels put people in boxes, and those boxes are shaped like coffins." So what does that make you think about?
It just labels just minimizing you to be smaller than who you are and not being able to be that amazing human you were meant to be. And everybody's journey is different, like the competition game, but like this box is holding you back and someone telling you that you can't do something or you're too loud or you're too talkative. Like when we were kids, I was too talkative. Okay, now I literally talk as a profession. But you know, like being told that and believing it limits you. It's the belief, right? And that's where we come in. But that's how we have to teach our kids. Like, this isn't for you to take on. Like that label, if someone told you you're too slow or you can't read or you can't do this, okay, let them say whatever they want and you have to kind of continue your path.
Exactly.
It's just being loud in so much. And the coffin is like, it is death. You're not going to fulfill everything your heart desires. And even if that's like being peaceful and not talking to anybody, living your life out in the woods, I don't care what that looks like. It's whatever fulfills you. But that box, that coffin isn't how anybody should live. And I don't want anybody to live like that.
Exactly. Exactly. There's no reason to live like that. And it breaks my heart when I watch shows and, you know, their mindset is under sorrow and just judgment and just negative thoughts that they're meditating on at this point because they're allowing themselves to repeat it, you know. So it's truly something interesting to see once you finally are in that healing process, because you never really stop healing. It's just a day-to-day reminder that you're a bad bitch and you got this, you know what I mean? Like, that's really what it is every day you could be crying while you're saying it, like, I'm a bad bitch and I got this, you know. It's okay. It's okay to cry and tell yourself this, okay? Just don't ever forget. So let's go back to your book, okay? Let's go back to your book. I really wanted to know how important it was for you to own up to your own story and to share this out. Because let's be honest, you can own up to your story and just keep speaking it in your little area where you affect your world. But what made you realize, like, you know what, I need the world to see this. Like, I need to put this in a book and out there so that somebody in Timbuktu can read this and hopefully be like, what? These labels don't define me.
Yeah. These labels don't define me. I like that. We should make a song after this. But I speak about it often in different groups of people. And I often have people come up to me after and they're like, thank you. I have held myself back due to a label or an arrest or infidelity or, you know, just something that I felt shame on. And I was like, you know what? I need to put this in a book because there's going to be people that won't come out to an event or won't show up. And I want them to read this and I want them to have that sense of release and that weight that we often carry for everyone else's judgments and our own, because we're worried about someone's opinion. And I do the work every day. Just like you said, we heal every day. It's like, well, I'm choosing, I can do something that is not good for myself, or I can look at myself in the mirror and name one thing I love about myself, or be just kinder to myself and others and do exactly what I'm set out to do. Do I smile at strangers? 100%. 100%. Am I that person? Yeah. Am I going to stop doing that because someone's like, are you kidding me? Not anymore. I would have back in the day.
Yeah. I like that. I think we're soul sisters somehow, because I feel like our experiences are very similar. Hello, soul sister. That's too funny. Oh my goodness. I know, right? So I have to ask you real quick. I mean, because we've been talking about our past. So what would you tell your younger self if you could tell your younger self anything?
Oh, you're enough. You're worthy. You don't have to worry about people telling you you're too loud or you talk to too many straight people or you're not thin enough or you're not, you know, like, oh my God. When I look back at pictures, I'm like, what a mind. Wow. Yeah. And I am like, why did I think I was this heavy, fat, funny one? And why did I just have this horrible, because of how I looked at myself. Now when I'm having a rough day, I'm like, okay, wait, I go in the mirror and I never want my girls to hear me or my son, because men go through this Interesting too. I saw him
Absolutely.
like sucking in his stomach the other day, and I'm like, what are you doing in that? But I went by the mirror and I totally said, wait, redo. I walked by and I was like, you're looking good today. Your whole image changes of yourself. And if you can look at yourself and be like, yeah, I am a felon from 18 years ago. Yeah, I am an infertile female who also has three amazing children. I am also a wife of a recovering addict. I am also a daughter of a gay man. Like, there's so many things. Like, I own those now. I don't let the labels define me. That's not who I am. I'm just a human who wants to pour love into people. But like, I'm very comfortable in speaking up. I'm very comfortable in being the only one sticking up for someone in a room. But you have to do the work every day, just like you said. Like, every day we're healing and doing the work for ourselves.
I like that. I like that
Every
very
day.
much. You know, because we are, and I'm glad that, earlier and you said it again, how you went through your infertile process, and that was one thing that sticks with you. I remember speaking with another lady on my show who said that stuck with her for the longest, feeling less of a woman because she was going through infidelity issues. Is that the right word? Did I say it right?
Infertility or infidelity?
Infertility. Yes,
Oh,
that's the
it's a lonely, you can have support, but it's super lonely. I always tell
is.
people I have a great support system, but I was so lonely. I was just like, what is next if this is what I plan? Like, and then you just kind of have to let it, whatever happens, happens, right? And it's a sad, it's a grieving. We are very, I mean, we have four cycles and three kids. That's really unheard of. But I can never naturally have a child. And you have friends that'll be like, oh my God, I had no idea I was pregnant for 3 months. I was like, I would never know that. Because we just, we're, everything's on a timer,
No, I understand. I mean, well, I don't actually understand, but I know
No,
what
but
you're
you get it.
saying. Yeah, I get what you're saying. So yes, thank you for that. And I guess to start wrapping up the show, even though I don't want to let you go, we're gonna have to make an excuse to bring you back on, Katie, because this has been such a great time. So my question is, do you have any words of wisdom? Even though you've already been dropping so many truth bombs, mic drops everywhere, with so many great points, what can be some last words of wisdom that you can leave my audience off with?
I think give yourself that second chance and others a second chance to really be who they're supposed to be. And if they don't show up like they should, then that's when you kind of let that go. So give yourself grace in any situation. I think we often write people off right away when we make mistakes. And it's like you can give people a second chance, not in things that are violence or anything, but I'm saying like, we're all humans. I might say something that isn't right or something like that. And we're so quick to write each other off. But it's like, if we could have more understanding and acknowledge the wrongs in certain situations, take accountability, I think the world would be a little bit nicer to be around.
There you go. I love it. Perfectly said, Katie. Thank you so much. This has really been such a great time. And ladies and gentlemen, if you guys want to know anything more about what Katie has to offer to the world, she has so much greatness to offer to the world. I have her lovely photo on my website. You just click right under there. It goes directly to her website and you can find all of the goodness that she has to offer. So don't forget to check it out. With that being said, always, always keep thinking, y'all. Bye.